Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is August 2nd, 2023. Tonight we're doing individual and group healing. And so glad all of you are here, whether you're live or on the recording. So what we do in this event, which we do twice a month, we do our usual initial stuff, call the directions, call the allies, set the sacred container, call an embodied awakening. After that, we will take volunteers who want to be in the hot seat. And everyone on the call, whether they're live or via the recording, are going to be conduits for that person's highest good healing energy. We'll always prioritize those who have never been in the hot seat before, then those who haven't been in it the last couple of times, and then we'll open it up to everybody. And usually it gets opened up to everybody by the end of the call. We go for 90 minutes, roughly, and we usually get between 4 and 6 people into the hot seat. However, even if you don't make it to the hot seat, don't worry. Our allies are very good and very consistent about flowing highest good healing energy to everybody on this call, whether they are live or on the recording. So if you don't make it to the hot seat, you'll still get tons of healing. In fact, the last time I did this call and I posted the comments, you know, everyone who was commented had not been in the hot seat at all, and they all reported getting powerful healing experiences. So it's good stuff. Before we begin, I'd like to acknowledge those who are here on the live call and thank them for their presence. Thank you for being here. Anjali, Angela, Cass and Jim, Claire, Eric, Faye, James, Jan, Jane, Janet, Jesse, Marilyn, Maureen, Miroslav, Nikki, Pam, Patricia, Risa, Richard, Stephanie. Thank you all for being here. And thanks to all of you who are doing this via the recording. You are equally welcome. All righty. So I do ask for your undivided attention during this event, whether you're live or on the recording, please. That gives you the best experience. And since we all co-create the space, even if you're coming in via the recording, please just be fully present like you're right here in the room with me. And that will give everyone the best wonderful experience. If you have to leave early, that is okay. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and they will happily do that. So you can leave early if you want, but if you're here, please be fully present. This is magic we're working, and it's good to be fully engaged. Alrighty. So I invite you now to close your eyes. I'm going to assume that it's safe for you to do that. And just take a moment to see how your body feels. My yawns will be more about moving energy than about me being tired. And then add awareness of your energy body if you aren't able to feel that. So you're noticing, how does the physical body feel overall? What's my awareness of the energy body? Don't get all mental about it. Just feel what you feel. You're just getting a baseline from which you will later compare. Okay. So now I'm going to call the directions and call the allies. As I do this, I invite you into passivity. Please just feel whatever energy you feel moving in your body. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Passive either way. We're the coach in Thank you, allies. To prepare myself, I say I am that I am. I call my own embodied awakening. I call my own Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibration consciousness. I ask my higher self to occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. Amma, the hugging saint. As always, all the divine beings I'm calling are of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless us and protect this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. We have a container. Anyone who would like to invite any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to call them now. A few more seconds for those allies to join us. Yeah, the field's a lot sweeter now. Thank you all very much for bringing in the extra helpers. Welcome, allies. Okay. So take a moment, everyone now. I'm talking to you humans now. Feel your body and your energy field the best you can. See if it feels different now. Okay. Now I'm going to have you, if you are willing, to do the embodied awakening invocation. This is where you invite your higher self to join you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So I'm going to have you say the 8-word invocation now. Please join me if you're willing. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go, become completely passive. If you feel energy moving through your body, then relax and just let it come in as much as it wants to. This is your higher self honoring your request. It's kind of like you're a sponge and it's water soaking in. If you get distracted, as soon as you notice that, just gently return attention to feeling energy in the body. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. And please use the least effort needed to feel this happening. It might even be no effort at all. So just relax down to the very minimum amount of effort that lets you feel what's happening. If you go fully into embodied awakening, then all the following will be true. No mental chatter. Again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. The state holds itself. If you're there, just relax and enjoy that for a moment. Everyone who gets to embodied awakening makes it that much easier for everybody else because we all lift each other up. Just a moment longer. If you get into embodied awakening fully and meet those criteria, that's wonderful. And even if you don't, that's still wonderful. Even if you get partway there, we'll take it. Any movement in that direction is welcome. Awakening is less of an on-off switch and more of a dimmer control. Except it's a dimmer control, it has no high setting. It goes up and up and up and up infinitely. All right, that's feeling good. Once again, feel your body and your energy. See how you feel now. Alrighty. So in a moment, we're going to open for business here. Again, don't jump in yet. But I'm going to first open the floor, the hot seat, to people who have never been in the hot seat before on this event, individual and group healing. So if you qualify and you would like to receive healing energy from the group, then please unmute yourself now. Don't be shy. Just jump in. There aren't that many people here who've never been in the hot seat before, so I will allow a few more seconds. So if you have never done this before and you want to get in the hot seat, jump in now. Maureen. Hi.
Maureen. Hello.
Hi, Maureen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
So you've never been in the hot seat before?
No, actually, this is even my first time with you.
Well, aren't you bold? Oh, welcome. Glad you're here. Okay, so since you're new, let me explain how it works. What I'm going to ask of you and everyone else who gets in the hot seat is that you just as concisely as possible tell us what you would ideally like to be different as a result of this healing. We don't need the backstory. We just need clear and simple what you want to be different than it is now. So can you just in a few words tell us that?
I would like to be of a higher vibrational frequency so the thoughts match the that come to me match the frequency, the higher frequency.
So you want to receive more harmonious thoughts?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That you'll find is a correlation of your actual vibrational frequency. The thoughts are in a certain habit pattern right now. And as you rise to higher vibration and you no longer feed and interact with lower vibration thoughts, they'll naturally go find other hosts. And the higher vibration thoughts will tend to hang around more. And let me just say before we get into the process, the things you expose yourself to will powerfully influence that. So that includes what you watch on the web and on TV, the songs you listen to, the people you interact with, just the diet just of life that you expose yourself to, the things you read, all that will feed thoughts to you. So one good strategy you can continue doing after this is to just be really mindful of what am I exposing myself to? What thoughts from, you know, recorded and live sources am I letting into my brain? And the more you pick the thoughts you actually want to entertain, then the more that's going to naturally occur as well. You may have already known that. I may be preaching to the choir, but that's just a very relevant point to remember in light of your request. Okay.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime, we will invoke the highest vibrational state that serves your highest good and the uplifting of thought patterns to the highest level that serves highest good. Does that sound all right?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Now, as we do this, Maureen, here's your job. Your job is to be completely passive and simply to receive the incoming energy. It tends to be kind of strong in these calls. So you may feel a lot of intense energy coming into your field. All of it's going to be for highest good. However, it might be uncomfortable. The nature of shamanic work like this is that you have to feel it to heal it. Okay. So I can guarantee you, you're not going to get overwhelmed because the way we work simply doesn't allow that. However, you and everyone else also have a safe word, and the safe word is stop. So if you or anyone says stop, we stop on at a moment and we figure out what needs to happen next. Okay. But again, okay. No one's ever said it. I don't think they will. But I'm trying to say these things as a first timer. I want you to feel safe and knowing that you're going to be okay in the hot seat. Does that make sense?
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay. So do you have any questions or concerns before we fire it all up?
No, I'm just willing.
Okay. And again, your mic's going to be open. You're welcome. If you need to speak during the process, feel free. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, but mostly just relax and receive the good vibes. All right. Okay. So I'm going to have you start, Maureen. The process is we have the person in the hot seat invoke, and then I lead the other people in an invocation to support that. So I'm going to ask you to do a repeat after me. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So close your eyes. Just feel your body as it is to get your baseline. And please say the following out loud. You're talking to your higher self and the allies. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Please raise my vibration.
Please raise my vibration.
To the highest frequency.
To the highest frequency.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
And transform my thought field.
And transform my thought field.
To the highest vibration thoughts.
To the highest vibrational thoughts.
That serve highest good.
That serve highest good.
Please clear all heavy energy.
Please clear all heavy energy.
That does not correlate to what I just asked for.
That does not correlate to what I just asked for.
Let this be so.
Let this be so.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right, that's enough words. You relax. So just be completely passive, Maureen, and just receive the energy. Okay. If you're, you and anyone else who's getting heavy energy release, if your body shakes or vibrates or trembles, if you cry, if you need to make sound, if your body wants to move in certain ways, all that's fine. Let the body release in whatever way it wants to. It may also just be still and silent. So just whatever it needs to do, just let it rip. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you relax. I'm going to now lead the other folks. So everybody else, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me now. Here we go. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Maureen's highest good. May she be lifted to the highest vibration that serves highest good. May her thought field be transformed to the highest vibration thoughts that serve highest good. May all heavy energy that does not correlate to these requests be cleared from her. Let all this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. That's enough words for everybody else. So everyone relax. Everyone who is not Maureen, please relax into complete passivity. You are now a conduit for highest good energy for her. And the more passive you are and the more you let your higher self and the allies do all the work and you let you and your body simply be the pipeline it flows through, the better this is going to work. These allies are going to bring your energies your ego could not possibly pull up or transmit. So your ego is just the humble pipeline. Just relax and let the energy come through. You will feel it coming in the top of your head, not the front of your body, if you're at all sensitive. Maureen, you're starting to feel that flow?
Yes, I am.
Good. So you just relax and let it come in. And again, you've got a bunch of allies watching the incoming energy and making sure it does not get too strong. They're only going to let as much in as you can do and as only as much as serves your highest good. Yeah, we got a nice field running. Everyone's doing great. So that's all it is. And of course, everyone who is on the recording, you are among the conduit people. And please know that your participation is going to be just as helpful to everyone in the hot seat as if you had been on the live call. So please be fully participatory. That will also make sure you receive the benefit of the bounce back healing everyone's going to get during this call. So again, everyone who's on the recording, you are just as active, just as involved, and please be just as participatory as everyone who's doing the HoloRead stuff. Thank you. All this works beyond time and space in magical ways. Okay. I'm noticing that I, and I'm feeling others too, are processing some of Maureen's heavy energy on her behalf. So if you feel some heavy stuff coming through you, then the allies have seen this person is capable enough to process some heavy energy for the hot seat person, or maybe even other people on the call. So just let it flush through you if that's what it's doing. Same guidelines I gave Maureen. Just whatever your body needs to do, let it do it. And stay passive and just let it come through. And already others are receiving their own highest good healing. The allies kick that in right away. So that's why the passivity becomes really important now for everybody. Because as a conduit person, if you're fully passive, it's going to be easy for the allies to do double duty with you. They're going to let you be the conduit for the hot seat person and simultaneously can feed you your own highest good healing at the same time. And this is not a problem as long as your human self stays passive and doesn't try to control anything. So just relax. And Maureen, you're getting 100% of the energy you would have gotten anyway. So there's no detriment to you for all this happening. So everyone just relax, be passive, and please, I encourage you to follow the advice I gave as I gave the instructions. Maureen, is your physical body feeling more like energy now?
Yeah, I feel a lot of energy flowing through me.
Good. All right, you just relax and let it keep working. And you're feeling, tell me if I'm wrong, but are you feeling energy flushing out your hands and your feet?
More my hands than feet.
Okay, good. All right, so the hands and feet are the natural exit points for heavy energy. When I say heavy energy, that's just referring to any of the vibrations in your field that aren't serving you, and them being flushed out is what creates the healing. So you're doing great. And those little noises I'm making are shamanic noises. So just they're part of the process. Can you feel your consciousness shifting pretty noticeably there, Maureen? Feeling noticeably different than when you started the healing round?
I'm not sure I know how to answer that question. I feel a lot of energy around my head, though,
Okay.
and flowing into my heart and solar plexus area.
All right, beautiful. It's working. Just relax. So far in these days, do you tend to feel more physical reality and not so much subtle energy these days? Is that your normal right now, Maureen?
No, I've always been able to feel spirit in the body.
Okay.
But in the last few years, it's been milder than I had previously experienced.
Okay. All right. So that's because you've had an accumulation of heavy energy. That's the only reason anyone would feel less of that. So they're flushing quite a bit now. So you just relax and let them give you a good cleanup there. More of this heavy stuff you let flush away, the more sensitive you'll become to the divine energies again. It happens. It can happen to the best of us. Yeah, it feels to me like you're doing a great job staying passive and just letting the energy flush through. Am I perceiving that correctly?
Yes, I'm doing my best to be passive. I feel a lot in my throat chakra right now.
Okay, good.
Like I just want to go, ha, really loud.
Then you can go, ah. Don't be afraid to make sound and do whatever needs to happen to release energy. That's all good. You wouldn't believe some of the wailing and crying we've heard from that hot seat in the over time.
Okay, I didn't want to startle anyone.
No. And if it embarrasses you, you can mute yourself and just wail and then unmute when you're done, whatever you need to do. But no one's going to think any the less of you if you make some sound. Everyone's doing a great job. Everyone who's not Maureen, I feel a really solid flow coming through you folks. Remember that your passivity, just relax and let the energy flow through you on its own. is going to give the greatest benefit to Maureen and ultimately to you as well. Now the energy is slowing down. Yeah, feel, Maureen, how it's kind of coming to equilibrium now.
Yeah, it feels balanced from root to crown.
So. Yeah. So now do you feel energetically different than when we started the round? Does your body feel different?
It does, and I'm still jerking around a little.
All right. You can jerk and not have to feel like a jerk. I jerk all the time. It's just stuff releasing. Well, my sense is they may be wrapping you around up here. Do you feel like it's kind of come to an equilibrium place with the energy flow?
Yeah, the energy flow feels still.
Yeah, good. So compared to when we started, does it feel like your overall vibration is at a higher frequency than when we started?
I believe so.
Good. Okay. And again, the thoughts, it may be hard to judge in this moment. That may be something to kind of watch in the coming days. But remember also, just one more piece of advice, the thoughts you feed are the thoughts that get more powerful. So as you move forward and you want higher vibration thoughts, you know, the thoughts you attend to and, you know, elaborate on are the ones that are going to stick around and multiply. So do your best to attend to the higher vibration thoughts and tend to simply ignore the lower vibration thoughts. You know, messing with lower vibration thoughts will not help you. Any resisting or changing will only empower them, in my experience. So I encourage you just to ignore the lower vibe thoughts, focus on the higher vibes as a general thing. The only exception would be in my book and in the Awakening Plus invocation course, I talk about how to do a special invocation called the two-story thought house, which is how you can work specifically with troublesome thoughts to neutralize them. So that is the one technique I have where you do just meet the thoughts head on, but you do it specifically for healing. The general idea, if you're not doing a specific healing process, is to just, you know, focus on the more positive thoughts, ignore the less helpful ones. Again, this is not an invitation to do what's called a spiritual bypass. You know, I'm all about facing and transforming heavy energies. But just if you're in your daily life, the general practice of putting more attention on the higher vibe thoughts and less on the negative ones is a good general daily practice. You can dive into those persistent negative ones very specifically if you want to do a healing process. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I just started reading your book, so I'm I'll continue. So,
yeah, the chapter on the other variations on the healing invocation is where I get into the two-story thought house. So, that may be helpful since you're working specifically with thought, you know, stuff. Okay.
Great, thank you.
All right, do you feel complete, Maureen, for now?
I do. Thank you very much to all.
Oh yeah, thank you so much for volunteering. I'm so glad you came. All right, so next, is there anyone else here who has never been in the hot seat? If so, unmute yourself and step up. Claire, hi.
Hey.
So you've never been in our hot seat before here?
I have not.
All right, welcome. So,
thank you.
What would, again, very specifically, what would you like to be different when we're done compared to how it is right now?
You know, kind of like Maureen, maybe, you know, a vibrational upgrade. And maybe more specifically along financial lines, just getting rid of heavy energy around financial lines.
Okay. All right. Got it. Okay.
I think that sums it up.
All right. That's easy. All right. At least easy to conceptualize.
Yes.
All right. So you know the drill. And are you ready to say your invocation?
I am.
Okay. So take a moment, really tune into your current vibration, how your body feels, how your energy feels. Let me know when you have your own baseline felt.
Got it.
Okay. So here we go. Please repeat after me, Claire. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies,
Divine allies.
please raise my vibration.
Please raise my vibration.
To the highest frequency.
To the highest frequency.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Please clear all heavy energy.
Please clear all heavy energy.
Interfering with my optimum financial abundance.
Interfering with my optimum financial abundance.
All this to the greatest extent.
All this to the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right, let go, relax, be passive. Now I'm going to guide everyone else. Everyone who's not clear, I invite you to repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me for Claire's highest good. May her vibration be raised to the highest frequency that serves highest good. May all heavy energy blocking her optimum financial abundance be cleared. Let all this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. That's all of it. Everyone relax, drop the words, and as described previously, be completely passive. Relax and just, everyone who's not clear, just let yourself be the conduit for her highest good. Claire, you just relax and receive the incoming energy. And as before, if you're on the recording, just relax and be the conduit along with the folks on the live call. We all meet up in the Akashic Records and do it together, no matter when or where you did it. Nice frequency. And already, they're doing double duty again. Everyone is receiving highest good healing, even if they're not clear. So everyone just relax and let both things run. You're the conduit. You're receiving your own highest good healing. All of it's running at the same time. And the allies can do this without even breaking a sweat. Everyone relax and just let it run. Are you feeling those energies pretty strongly there, Claire?
Yeah.
Just relax and let them come. If you find any part of you kind of flinching or, you know, holding back, just invite those parts to experiment with fully opening to the energy 100%. And trust the allies to only let as much in as will serve your highest good. They'll act as your regulators to make sure you do not get overwhelmed.
A lot of energy moving in the heart chakra.
Good. Yeah, they're swirling up a lot of stuff there, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Good. You're getting a great healing. Just relax and let it run. On that vibrational upgrade there, Claire?
Yeah, a lot of movement in the heart chakra still. Yeah. Yeah, I just felt it.
Yeah. So as you naturally become more conscious of your light being, just allow that consciousness to be there. Try to have no preference about how much you're feeling challenging healing energy versus how much blissful light body ecstasy. Just let it be what it is. The allies will give you whatever truly serves you best. Yeah, you're receiving beautifully there, Claire. Well done. And I'm feeling a lot of other folks getting vibrational upgrades too. Everybody continues staying fully passive. Let the magic run itself.
A lot of energy draining out of my legs.
Good. Mother Earth will be happy to take that from you. Thank you, Pachamama, for receiving our heavy energy and transmuting it. Pachamama is the word in the Quechua language for Mother Earth. Once again, I'm feeling many people receiving and transmuting heavy energy for Claire. Thank you for your service, if that's happening. Just let it run through you on its own. Everyone who's moving into altered states, just allow it to happen on its own. Beautiful. I'm feeling a lot of sorrow release. Whoever's just let it go. You don't have to know anything about the energies that are releasing. You can have a completely anonymous clearing and have a full-on healing. Anything you need to know about it will pop in from your higher self, thought or image or whatever. But don't worry about what it is. That's not necessary to know. Just feel energy and let it release. So, Claire, are you at equilibrium or is there still a lot of drainage happening?
Still some drainage, but it's not quite as heavy as it was just a minute ago.
Okay, we'll leave it a moment longer. I think we're moving toward equilibrium, though. Do you have pretty strong light body awareness now, Claire? Good,
Yes.
you're doing great. Does that feel complete right there?
Yeah, it does actually.
All right, perfect. Well
Body
done.
feels good. Thank you.
You received beautifully. Well done. And everyone else did a beautiful job of being conduits. Yay. Okay, do you feel complete, Claire?
I do.
Well done. All righty. Anybody else who's never done this before, unmute yourself if you'd like to be in the hot seat. Last call for newbies to the process, or newbies to the hot seat, more specifically. Okay, next, anyone who hasn't been in the hot seat on the last two events. So anyone who did it in
Hello.
Anjali, well, you didn't. And Pam, you'll be right behind her. Okay, so Anjali first, Pam will be next after you. Okay. All right, Anjali, how can we help you today?
Okay, I have a Leo birthday tomorrow, and this is the most Leo kind of request.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to release limitations on living my largest, most vibrant, and self-expressive life possible.
Very Leo.
Very Leo. May it flow to everybody else as well.
Yeah. Oh, can I tell my Leo joke?
I love it, yes.
Here's my Leo joke. Here's the Leo says, "Oh, but I've talked enough about myself. Why don't you talk about me for a while?" That's the lower Leo. You're a higher Leo. And I have Leo rising myself, and there are times when you need to get out there and strut your stuff. Leo is the entertainer and the leader. And I know you have those capacities very much, Anjali. So I'm glad you're asking to step fully into that. So
Thank you.
When done in divine service, you know, in harmony with your divine guidance, then stepping into the light can be a beautiful thing to do and can give a lot more service than if you act like a wallflower. Yeah. Okay. All right, Anjali, you ready to do your invocation?
Let's roar.
All right, here we go. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Please release all limits.
Please release all limits.
To me being.
To me being.
My largest.
My largest.
Most vibrant.
Most vibrant.
And magnificently expressive self.
And magnificently expressive self.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
There's something better.
This is something better.
You relax. I'll guide everyone else. Everybody else, please repeat after me if you're willing. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me to help Anjali release anything in the way of her being her largest, most vibrant, and magnificently expressive self. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. All right, everyone relax. That's all the words. And as always, everybody chill, be passive, and just let the energy run itself. As the energy comes roaring in. You're getting quite the influx there, aren't you, Anjali?
Yeah, the energy changed. It started flowing when I called it in, and then when everybody else joined in, it went right into just like brain rewiring and a lot of third eye flickering, and it's getting deeper and deeper.
Good. Let it rip.
Nice release.
And as a commentary to the Hollow Reed folks, your the energy you're feeling is a testament to Anjali's ability to receive and how much clearing she's already done. So she has a tremendous capacity to receive a high volume of energy. That's why we're feeling so much coming through. It was like a fire hose. Yeah, she's one of ours. We want her to shine. That's why she's here.
Man, this so my whole body is like super contorted right now in a wonderful way. It's like it's forced my chest and body open, you
Right.
know, like I, yeah, it's fantastic. There's so much energy. I appreciate you all.
Yep. Everyone's doing great. Just stay passive and let it run itself. Once again, there's a lot of healing benefit being given to lots of different people. So, as before, if you're hearing my voice, be passive and let happen whatever is happening. If you're a conduit person, you might be receiving healing and being a conduit all at the same time. You can all run simultaneously with no problem. Just let it do its thing. All right, do you feel like they've just shifted from intense energy release to holding a new higher vibration there, Anjali?
Yeah, and the higher vibration went basically straight into that peaceful, quiet mind space. So,
Yeah, but at the same time, do you feel that high intensity vibration at the same time?
it's funny. It vibrates so fast that it also feels still, you
Yes,
know?
yeah.
Yeah.
But there's incredible potential in it. It's not just, chill out, peaceful. It's like it's peaceful and just loaded with potential. You feel that?
Yeah, it's like. It's like every little cell vibrates with it. And like you could walk into a room and be very, very calm and then choose what your energy is going to do. It's like it's,
Yeah,
there's
but
a lot of, yeah.
you just explode into aligned action. With huge power, with this energy. You feel
Yeah, something just shifted. So.
that? Good.
That's a good clearing. Wow.
Yeah, Mother Ayahuasca is very strong in the field right now. She likes you.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've met with her, but she always comes when called for sure.
You drink her once, she's
Yeah.
with you. Yeah. Yeah.
There she goes. She just grabbed me hard.
Yeah, I feel like the round may be getting near its end for you. See how they're.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a lot that keeps working in the background for me. I'm
Yeah.
here in dream time, so.
Okay. Yeah, but you and anyone else who can feel it, just feel that amazing combo of calmness and extremely high intensity vibration with that
Yeah.
incredible potential, just like can't wait to launch into action. So.
Speaking of which, they're actually calling on me to help share that out to the group some because it's built. If that's all right, I'm just going to open myself up to share this more widely because it's just burning like a little sparkler. So I'm just gonna spirits, please flow this through me to serve the highest good of everybody that's been birthday gifting me today.
Woo! I feel that. Thank you, Anjali. Everyone, just relax, and for a moment, you're the receiver. Just stay passive, and it'll come right to you. And what she's broadcasting will be customized to give you exactly the frequency that serves you best. Whoa, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, there was a couple that just opened up there at the end. Good. Okay.
Ah,
Thank you. It's a gift to be able to flow through. So,
well done. Yeah, that was exciting.
yeah, that was perfect. Thank you.
Anjali, let's you and me roar. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
1, 2, 3.
Roar!
Ah.
A little more glamorous than the burping and the heavy coughing, right?
All good. It's all shamanism.
That's all part of it. Oh,
You, that
thank you
was
so
fun.
much.
All right. So, as I promised, next up is Pam. So, Pam, you want to, hi, Pam, hi. All
Hi there. Hi.
right. So, you haven't done this the last couple of times, right?
Oh, I haven't done this in months.
All right. You're up. So, again, what in the most concise language you can figure out, what do you want to be different when this round is done?
For my gut microbiome to function at its highest and healthiest potential.
All right, we'll see what we can do about that. Okay, you ready?
I am ready.
Repeat after me, please. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am,
Divine allies.
divine allies.
Please clear all heavy energy
Please clear all heavy energy
that is interfering
that is interfering
with the optimal
with the optimal functionality
functionality of my gut microbiome.
of my gut microbiome.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better, please.
Right, you relax, and everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Pam's highest good. May her gut microbiome be cleared of all heavy energy to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Release the words and just, you know the drill, passive, passive, passive. And then be passive some more. Of course, Pam, you be as passive as you can possibly be so that you can get what you need. You feel that pulsing? Yeah, just let it pulse. There's a lot of healing happening for a lot of people live and on the recording. Just everyone let your own healing happen as you are the conduit for Pam. Feel that vibration shifting there, Pam?
I do.
Good. It's getting really peaceful, isn't it?
It is, and yet there's I don't know how to explain it, but a pleasant pressure across most of my abdomen.
Good. Let it do its thing. They're working the gut microbiome like you asked.
Very peaceful.
Yeah, they're working that brain pretty good too, aren't they? Yeah,
Yeah.
just let it all do its thing. They're so smart.
I know, it's awesome.
Yeah,
So grateful.
that's why we humans don't try to control it ourselves. The allies are monitoring all this in real time and making micro adjustments continuously for every person's healing. There's just no human that could keep up with it like that. Hey there, they're taking you to a deeper level of awakening there, Pam. Just relax into it, please. I can feel a part of you kind of fighting against it a little bit. That part's
Okay.
scared because it doesn't know what that's going to be like. So just if you feel any resistance at all to this expansion, just kind of relax. Can you feel any of that resistance I'm talking about inside you as this expansion tries to happen?
And maybe a little in my chest, but I'm really feeling it like from the ribs down.
Yeah, so just for a moment, put your attention completely in the little part that's resisting. Just blend with it completely. Just be with it. Don't make any changes. Just give it your full attention for a moment. There you go. Ooh, it's so sad. Yeah, it's been hurt. It doesn't want to get hurt again. So feel that sorrow in there.
I felt it all day.
Yeah, feel it now. Be completely present with it. This is how we get past it. There you go. Now, drop to zero effort, completely down to nothing. Just be. There, feel the expansion happening more easily now.
I do.
So that's my standard technique. If I feel resistance, I merge with it for a bit while I'm really there with it. Then I relax to zero, and almost every time it relaxes down to zero with me, and there's no more resistance, and the process can keep going.
This is awesome.
Good job. Now just be with the whole field again. In fact, there you're not even having to try. You're just in the field automatically, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, so just zero effort, please. Just be with what's happening. Ooh, yeah. Nice. Little brain tingling on the side there. Lovely. Yeah, that's a nice expansion there. Good job.
Thank you.
So it feels like they're nearing the end of your process. It's kind of feeling like it's slowing down, moving toward equilibrium now. But we'll monitor it, just make sure it gets all the way there. A zero effort. Oh, we're not done. They're expanding you some more. Just let that expansion continue. And this expansion is available to everybody. So everyone else also stay passive and let yourself be expanded to whatever degree serves highest good. They got plenty of juju for everybody. And the allies want me to tell you they're so grateful that each and every one of you are here doing this, live or on the recording. It's all the same to them. They're with you equally either way. There's some a little bit of sorrow and grief in the field. Everyone who's feeling that, just feel it completely, please, with no resistance. When you're in a healing space like this, the complete experiencing of challenging energy, physically or emotionally or whatever, your willingness to feel it one last time is what can completely and finally release it. There, it's all leaving the field now. Just like that. There's a lot of different technologies that teach you to feel completely what you're experiencing. My experience is when you add on the healing invocation and you have specifically delegated that healing to your divine power, it heals way faster than if it's just your ego paying attention. If you want, try it both ways and see if that's actually true for you. Ooh, that's a nice frequency right there. Pam, is that feeling complete for you?
It is, yeah, it is, actually.
Amazing what you can get when you just ask for a gut microbiome healing, huh?
May everybody feel great. And thank you. This is wonderful. Thank you, Benjamin, and everyone.
Welcome. Okay, thanks so much for hot seating and giving us all the opportunity to have that amazing experience.
Okay, my pleasure.
All right, thanks, Pam. Okay, is there anybody else who hasn't done this the last couple of times? If so, you're welcome to unmute and jump into the hot seat. Jesse, hi.
Hello. Great to be here. Thank you, everyone.
And Jesse will probably be our last hot seat person. Right. So, however... Okay. As I said at the start, everyone's getting plenty of good juju tonight, so you don't have to be in the hot seat to get maximum benefit here. So, Jess, awesome. What would you like to be different when we're done, if possible?
Yeah, I've got some tension around my eyes and brain I'd like to release and sleep better.
Tension, better sleep. And is that tension just happening right now, or is that more of a chronic thing?
Yeah, it's been happening the last few days since Sunday, so...
All right. We'll ask for that. Anything else we need to know?
I think that's it.
Okay. And I assume you don't want to pass out during the event, but have like better sleep in the night times, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm okay to fall asleep now. It works, but okay. It's happened before. It won't happen now.
All right, cool. All right. So you ready to do your invocation, Jesse?
Yes.
All right. So please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Please clear all heavy energy.
Please clear all heavy energy.
That are interfering with my optimal sleep.
That are interfering with my optimal sleep.
And that are creating this eye-brain tension.
And that are creating this eye-brain tension.
Let this be so.
Let this be so.
Greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
You relax and just receive. Everyone else, please repeat after me if you're willing. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me. For Jesse's highest good. May all heavy energies in his field that are interfering with his optimal sleep and contributing to his eye and brain tension be released or transmuted to love and light. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. Everybody, let all those words go and just be passive one last time. Let it rip. And Jesse, as with everyone else in the hot seat, your absolute passivity, simply allowing the energy to do its thing, having no preference, whether it's ecstatic or challenging, knowing overwhelm will not happen, and that you are safe to open fully to the experience. That's my invitation. There you go. A lot of energy coming in, right?
Yeah, I feel kicking in my hands here.
Good. So you just relax and let it run its thing. You don't have to understand it. Just be willing to feel whatever you feel and let it do its thing. There's a blockage happening. Are you noticing how the energy is not coming in anymore?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I need you to feel your body. And
Okay.
also, everybody else, everyone be completely passive. No ego involvement, no trying, no effort, no willpower. Everyone be fully passive. That's helping a little. And you, Jesse, just relax into 100% passivity.
All right.
There. Now it's opening back up. You feel it?
I
Whatever. Whatever gets it done.
down.
Yeah, do you feel how the energy is starting to come through again?
Slowly, yeah, there it is.
You just relax. Yeah, there's some parts of you that are suspicious of this whole process and a little scared of it. So they need to see for themselves that, yeah, now they're letting it through. So your resistant parts are opening and giving it a chance. Good, good, good. All right. Now we got a good flow again. Good job. I will tell all of your reluctant parts, Jesse, that there is no danger here. None of your parts or you are going to get overwhelmed. Only highest good energy is coming through. Only beings of love and light are involved in this process. And
Got
that
it. Thank you.
the only difference that any of your parts are going to experience is a higher vibration and a more pleasant experience after this is all done. Good. Many others are receiving some of Jesse's heavy energy to process. Just let that pass through you like water. As always, only those who have the capability to let that processing happen will be assigned it. And it is your absolute passivity that will let it happen most easily. If you stay open and relaxed, nothing will remain after it's all done. You'll be like Teflon, it'll just pass right through and nothing will stick. Yeah, Jesse, feel they're digging in there and stirring up some encrusted stuff there. Yeah, just let them do it. Again, no need to understand anything about this. Just feel and allow the energy to do its magic. It will only bring up challenging energy when absolutely necessary to accomplish a healing. And now everybody's getting strong healing flow. It's a round robin of healing here. Everyone's getting it. Just relax and let it come through. Round robin's not the right word. That's a sequential thing. This is parallel processing. Everyone's getting the whole shebang. And the allies are saying anyone who wishes now to specify the particular healing they want is welcome to throw that in the mix. It's not actually necessary because these allies know better than your human part does what you need, and they're giving it to you anyway. But if it would make you feel better to make a specific request, you just go right ahead. No harm to do that if you wish. And none of this will diminish the benefit that Jesse is receiving. Is it true, Jesse, your flow is still strong and powerful and running at full steam there?
Absolutely. It's gotten deeper.
Good, good. Yeah, you're great now. Your parts are online. You're receiving. It's all good. But I sense a lot of people, if not everyone, is getting a really strong healing now anyway. Yeah, the energy is like we're in a Indra's web now. Everyone connecting to everybody live and on the recording. There's this amazing complex flow of energy around, so the highest good is being served all over the place. It's so beautiful. Everyone just relax and just be with whatever's happening. Open as fully as you can to whatever experience you're having. Blissful, challenging, whatever. Just be with it. All of a sudden, the energy is calming and kind of coming more calm. There's still a subtle intensity there, but the blatant intensity is calming down now. So everyone, just see if you don't feel more like a being of energy now than a being of solid matter. This is a little like that Leo energy that Anjali was feeling, that that intensity. It's subtler than what she had, but there's that there's a calmness, and yet there's this incredible vibrant potential behind it. See if you can feel that. Yeah, we're getting a deep microscopic scrub here. Everyone relax and let the allies clean you very deeply and very subtly. It's like every cell is getting a nice little scrub up there. And now there's some good heavy energy release for a lot of us. Many of us are going to a deeper awakening level. Some of us moving into a blended field as well. So lovely. We all have a part of ourselves in that blended field, but not all our human selves have the ability to feel it yet. So it's okay whether you feel it or you don't. If not now, maybe later. Nice. Okay, everyone be sure to be completely passive here. Please, no controlling, no preference. Just please be with whatever's happening. The more absolutely passive you can be at the human level, the more benefit these beautiful beings can give you. Any preference, any human effort or willpower just shuts the whole thing down. But be open and just let it be what it is. Woo, y'all are doing so good. What a beautiful field. Jesse, you feel that amazing expansion happening there?
I do. Some good tingles in my brain and third eye.
Yeah. So just be tingle minded there. And that feels like an equilibrium point. Do you feel like your process has kind of come to its natural conclusion for the moment?
I do, yeah. There's some great stuff running in the background. I'm happy to sit with and
Yeah,
wrap things up.
just let it keep running because we're going to do an extra bit here. I'm going to ask the allies to spread the good juju around. So,
Good.
all right. So everyone, just stay passive as we do this next little bit.
Thank
Allies,
you.
you're welcome. Allies, we are so grateful for this amazing event. Thanks for all the great healing and awakening and all the great stuff that's been happening here. And we want to spread it around. So allies, please transmit all the good medicine here to anyone on earth, any being on earth who will benefit from it. So transmit away, please. And because the divine has an infinite supply of all this stuff, they're just making more and spreading it around. So we will actually have our good juju amplified. We'll get more than there was because we're sharing it. So as the allies spread this beautiful energy around the earth, with it just all going exactly to each being it will serve and being customized for them, just notice your own vibrational shift to an even sweeter place. This is how we slip a little New Earth support team vibe into most of our events. Yeah, that's complete. Allies, let's ramp it up some more. Please share this good medicine with all beings in the entire universe who will be served by it. Thank you. And there it goes. Yeah, that shifted the vibration dramatically there. Very subtle, very big. We'll give that just a moment longer to work its magic. Okay. Thank you, allies. Wow, that was great. Best of. Alrighty, allies. Thank you. Thank you. So grateful to have been part of this. All you humans, take one last moment to feel your body and your energy field. You can remember back to when we started, see if it doesn't feel a little different now. Thank you, allies. Allies, anything further for highest good before we close up shop here? Got a little tiny bonus blessing. Everyone just relax and receive what's coming down the pipe here. Customized for each one of us. The allies thank each and every one of you for showing up and being of service. They are so grateful that you have chosen to do this. And they urge you to continue following your inner guidance wherever it leads. All right. Yeah, that feels pretty embodied and pretty awake. I love it. All right. So we're going to close the container. But first, Jesse, any loose ends for you before we wrap this up?
Oh, feeling great. Thank you all so much. That was fantastic.
Thanks for being in the hot seat while all that wonderful stuff happened. Thanks for being our focal point. All right. So we're going to close it up. Everyone just relax and feel the energies move. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Thank you, allies. Thank you so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask that you stay with each of us to the greatest extent that serves highest good for as long as it serves highest good. Thank you so much. As we close, allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? The formal container is closed and we went right on 89 minutes. So anyone who has got to boogie off, that's okay. We're closed. And anyone who'd like to hang around for a little Q&A, questions, comments, the floor is open. And we've already got some comments. Anjali typed, "What a beautiful evening." Thank you all. And Nikki wrote, "What a privilege to be a part. Have so much gratitude for receiving so much healing within." And she was not in the hot seat. All right. Anyone else who would like to speak, just unmute yourself. Anyone who'd like to type, just type away. I'll read them. Claire says, "Thank you, everyone." You're welcome, Claire. Any questions, any comments? The floor is open.
That was great. I just want to say thanks again, and sorry for the hiccup in the beginning. I'm not sure what happened. I thought I was receptive, but I guess could always be more. So
Oh, I didn't hear any hiccups, Jesse, so
cool. Well, as in energy hiccup or being
no.
passivity.
That was not a problem. That was they I say nothing that happens in the ceremonial space is an accident. So
Cool.
it was beautiful to everyone have the experience like, wow, when a clog happens like that, how do I work with it? And we saw immediately how here's how to work with it if there's a blockage and you can open right back up and it's not a big deal. No,
Great.
nothing to apologize for, man. We just go with what happens.
Cool. Yeah, it was really good. Thanks again.
Well done. Very much so. Thank you. Sarah says, enjoyed receiving healing for my birthday also. Oh, happy birthday, Sarah. Angela says, I always feel more peace and lighter after one of these. Me too. James says, thank you. That was great. Thank you. Maureen says, grateful for consciousness to guide me here to receive and be part of the healing atmosphere. Cool. Thanks everybody for the fabulous feedback. Claire said, love the roars from a fellow Leo. I was inspired in our ayahuasca ceremonies. There's a guy who comes sometimes and plays a song, and he has us roar all together as part of the song. That was what inspired that for me there during that moment. Anybody else got something to contribute? Oh, Maureen says, looking forward to learning more and becoming the healer I have dreamed of. Absolutely, Maureen, you were in the right place. So yeah, you want to be a good healer, do your healing. When I did my first ayahuasca dieta, I talked to the shaman about maybe being a healer myself one day, and he said, just forget about that for a while. Just do your own healing. And I did that. And I actually gave up the thought of being a shaman or a healer, but then a while later, the medicine called me back to be a healer, and it was a whole different thing. Before then, my ego wanted to be a healer, and after that, I'd given it up, and the medicine itself called me to be a shamanic healer, and that was a a big difference. So if you got the call to be a healer, Maureen, or a healing facilitator, or however you want to phrase it, you can do it. But always remember, your own healing is the most powerful way to get there. And Sara says, always a lovely experience being with you. We love having you with us, Sara. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for the flower and your little write-up there. And Roberta says, thank you all for the amazing energy. Well, thank you for co-creating it, Roberta. There's no spectators in these events, only co-creators. Anybody else? Oh, the energy shifting in a lovely way, kind of a calming vibe. Thank you, allies, for the bonus energy. Well, it's kind of quiet. Last call for any kind of feedback or questions before we wrap it up. Yeah, this feels like a good night energy. So thank you all. Thank you, allies. I feel so honored to be able to do this cool stuff and have all of you amazing people show up to help make it happen. So now you can see why we do this twice a month. It's a great event. So thanks, everybody. So grateful to you all. Thanks for being an Awakening Plus, and I'll see you next time. Bye.